According to rumors, the reason why we hang stockings on the mantle is that in the olden days, the maidens were too poor to afford a dowry, so a bishop would come and throw gold coins down the chimneys of these maidens where they would land into their stockings that were hung over the fire to dry.
That way that someday some man would accept them as a wife?
Yes.
These are terrible things.
Tiana and Raven. But I mean, nowadays, not so much.
Yeah, don't endorse that one right there unless you want to have a Me Too moment.
But here's the thing, is that when you put your stockings up on your mantle or wherever you hang them, because maybe you don't have a fireplace, whatever, there's certain people in your house that certainly do get a stocking, and there are other people in your life that should never receive one, and that brings us to the dilemma that Raven was faced with yesterday.
Listen, there's an etiquette to these things. There's usually a threshold or a milestone, all right? Now, it's not like somebody is knighted with a stocking when they come into your life, but we were faced with the conundrum this year that the kid's got a new girlfriend.
Your son.
Right. He's got a new girlfriend, and we like her. She's a nice girl. It's nothing like about that. But then we started gauging it against who in our past has had a stocking and who has not that has come to our house.
Yeah.
And so there were some questions whether or not this stocking was going to be valid. I put a couple rules on this, to be fair.
Okay.
First off, if she was going to get a stocking, she had to decorate said stocking.
Okay.
So I know you and your family, you have, you know, personalized stockings that you had gotten or whatever.
We use the same stockings every year. Yes. You don't do that.
Using science, you ordered it on the internet.
Yes.
And you got it. It's not like you sewed them or something like that.
Right. I'm not an elf.
Right. But we decorate stockings every year with, like, glitter paint. It's the thing we do.
Okay.
And so I decided that if she was going to get a stocking, number one, she had to decorate said stocking.
Yeah. Right,
there'd be no copying out of that. And the kid, at this point now, the kid only writes his name and then, like, puts the year on it. So he really cops out on it. You must decorate it. I need to see at least three colors of glitter glue on there. You must realize that when we decorate the tree, we're all going to be judged by my wife, too. You have to play along with the little games because my wife is crazy about all these things.
Okay.
Girlfriend did it. This was last night.
So she showed up and she decorated the stocking.
She did. She decorated the stocking.
And then what happened?
She had a nice color usage on there, a good palette usage.
Did you put it on the mantle or not?
It's not on the mantle yet because they have to dry.
Raven.
It takes a little time to dry.
No, how long have they been dating?
They've been dating, it's over 3 months.
3 months. No. What? You don't get a stocking.
What did you say, Grinch?
You do not get a stocking on the mantle unless you were born into that home.
Wait.
Or there is some kind of immediate family member you have adopted that child.
What if you saved a life or did some charitable things?
No. Especially not a girlfriend that's only been around 3 months.
Well, if you knew my kid, you'd say there's been some charitable things.
Doesn't matter. Here's how it works in my home. When I was growing up, me, my brother, my sister, my mom, and dad, we all had our stockings,
right? Okay, right, because you were born into it.
Right, we were born into the home, into the family.
You were into the home, yes.
Now, my husband comes in. My husband never got a stocking.
Yeah.
When we were married, my stocking became our stocking, and that's how it worked.
But once you got married, so he still doesn't even have his own individual stocking
parents'
home.
Not at my mom's house. At my mom's house, it's Anna and Paul's.
He works
for them. Doesn't work for them.
Well, I know, but when they call and they need something, he goes and does it.
That doesn't mean that he works for them.
He's moved a sofa or something in his life, I'm sure.
Would you give Raven's son's girlfriend a stocking?
Anna and Raven, what's your stocking policy at the house?
Our stocking policy is it depends on if you have ever been part of the family. My husband and I raised over 10 foster children. They were with us from 3 months to 4 years, and everyone who spent a holiday with us has a stocking.
Boom.
But what
See
about
that?
The girlfriend?
Son's girlfriend, 3 months. 90-day rule.
These are foster children.
I honestly think 3 months is probably too soon. But if your family makes stockings every year, and that is your family's tradition, then that is your tradition. Christmas is about traditions, and everyone's is different. So if you make stockings every year, and your son's girlfriend is there and makes a stocking, and that's your policy, then she gets a stocking.
Thank you. So glad that I wasn't the kid that only stayed for 88 days. All right? That way I get to celebrate Christmas.
There you go.
1-800-330-9999. What is your stocking policy? Off the air yesterday, Raven was all preoccupied. And I'm like, what's your problem?
Mm.
It's Anna and Raven. And he said, well, you know, my son's got this new girlfriend. They've been dating 3 months. And tonight we're decorating the stockings. And we're having a hard time figuring out whether or not she should get one. And I laughed in his face. I'm like, no.
Right.
That is a sacred thing to have a stocking on a mantle. You don't just get one when you've been dating somebody for 3 months.
Is that what Santa said to people when people came over Santa's house? When somebody was dating, all right, one of Santa's elves, would he be like, you know what? No. You're not in yet? Is that what Santa did, you think?
All right.
Santa didn't do that. Jesus didn't do it. Neither of them would feel good about it.
I mean, my husband is, we've been married for almost 15 years.
Right.
He still doesn't have a stocking, unless he was born from the womb.
Well,
you know, he doesn't get a stocking hanging on my
parents'
house.
He's used to being a second-rate citizen.
He gets
I'm
one
sorry,
at my
Paul.
House. He gets one at my home.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Right. that's very giving of you, I guess, right?
1-800-330-9999. Well, if somebody was new, like Raven's son's girlfriend, would you give them a stocking on the mantle?
I initially said no, because it's too new, but in retrospect, it's the season of giving, so why not? What's it going
to
hurt?
It is the season of giving, and it's just painfully awkward when you're handing out a bunch of stuff to everybody else around them, and it's like, oh, hey, high five, thanks for being here.
She could decorate it. No one was saying she couldn't decorate the stocking.
But she can decorate it, but she gets nothing in it?
She can't hang it in your house.
Oh,
it does
man.
Not how it works.
It'll be a little awkward when, like, everyone else is looking through stockings and she's just going to sit there and watch.
Right,
like,
crying internally. Yeah. Internally crying. And not for nothing, we had an open spot. Two of the cats passed away. We had an open spot.
That's so terrible.
I'm just saying.
The cats died, so now she gets it?
It's just mathematics, all right? This is a perfect spacing for six stockings on the mantle.
Oh. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think about the stocking situation?
My mom would never, ever have let any boyfriend have a stocking on my mantle.
That's
even
because
my
you
husband,
dated terrible people.
He has a stocking now. My husband has a stocking now, but it's not on the mantle. Like, she'll just hand him the stocking on Christmas Day. And be like, here's presents, but like. It's not on the mantle.
So your husband, now, even at this point, he's got a shame stocking. That stocking comes from out of the closet or on the ground. It's below your stockings.
Literally below the stocking. And it's just like a small little one. Like mine's like nice and like crocheted or something fancy.
Right.
This is like Walmart.
Do you guys have children?
No.
Oh, okay.
Our dogs have stockings on our mantle, though. So we have 5 stockings on our mantle.
Because she birthed you, and that means you have the right to the stocking, not random people that come in and out of your life. She's 100% correct, and I believe I'm going to also have that same rule going forward to my children.
Random person in her life. This is her husband. His stocking is on the floor.
You got to kiss a lot of frogs.
His stocking is in the junk drawer until it's Christmas morning.
Anna
and Raven, what's the stocking policy in your house?
I think in a household where they make a new stocking every year, it's really not that big a deal.
Because your stockings don't matter.
You make your stocking, you get a little something-something at the end of the summer, or the end of the Christmas, you take it with you. You're still around next year, you make another one.
Because his stockings are disposable, because every year he makes new ones.
No, they are like a time capsule inside a sock.
What do you do with them after the season?
They tell a story every time. They're stored.
Are they?
Oh, Alicia stores them. That's the thing, too, is it's like a whole pit. Now, we're just constantly running out of room because there's stockings in a box.
So you ended up giving her a stocking against my better judgment. But the question is, who in your family gets a stocking that's not your immediate blood? 1-800-330-9999.
That woman said her husband's is on the floor and the dogs are on the mantle.
After Raven's son's girlfriend of 3 months, it was a whole debate whether she should get a stocking on the mantle. Our question to you is, who's on your mantle? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Our children are older, and they have had stockings for a very long time. If they have someone that is coming, that's been in their life for a while, that's coming, that's staying overnight Christmas Eve, waking up with us Christmas morning, I put their name on a piece of green or red felt, and I stitch it on the child's stocking, and they share what's in there. But I stitch it on loosely. I stitch it on loosely because if they break up, then I want to be able to remove it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Do you tell them that? Do you explain that to them as they look at it?
Well, I don't explain that I might remove it, but they know that they share the stocking.
Right. I would put mine, I would get a post-it note, and I would stick a post-it note to the stocking.
That's terrible, like a dry erase board.
Yeah.
Put it on there, and you'd be like, how many people's names have been written on this? Or if you've got, like, a holy stocking, like how many people have stayed over here at night? Anna and Raven, tell us your stocking policy.
I have 3 grandchildren and a cat, and they've been in my house. I have, for my grandkids
Even I and my husband doesn't have a stocking, but they have a stocking every year. My oldest grandson has a girlfriend of 3 years. She still doesn't have a stocking.
3 years in, the girlfriend does not have a stocking. Your husband. You guys have children and grandchildren, and your husband does not have a stocking, but the cat does.
I don't even have a stocking.
But the cat has a stocking.
My cat, yeah, plural.
This is unbelievable.
Who gets a stocking on your mantle? This came up because Raven couldn't decide if his son's girlfriend, that he's only been dating for 3 months, should get one, where I laughed in his face and said, of course not, you silly man.
She's a very, very, very nice girl, and I found out last night she was artistic. One of my rules was she had to decorate it herself. She was on the fence, and I put it in front of her, and she did a good job.
It's Anna and Raven. I think 3 months is... Listen... I was married. I've been married 15 years. My husband does not get his own stocking at my mom's house.
Which I find deeply offensive. That is upsetting. He is the father of their grandchildren.
Right. But my kids get them.
So you're on top of it, your kids get stockings at your parents' house.
Yes.
Paul does not. Your husband, Paul, does not.
No, we share one now. That's the rule. Once you're married, you share a stocking.
Are you mad at him secretly because now half your stocking is actually full with guy stuff?
No, it's stuff for both of us. All right. Lottery tickets and gift cards to Dunkin' Donuts.
I do like lottery tickets are nice in the stocking. Yeah, so, I like an Amazon gift card shoved in my stocking.
Absolutely.
Ooh, that's the best.
Yeah, so we asked, who's, the unconventional person? Who gets the stocking on your mantle?
Uh-huh.
Kathy wrote on our Facebook page, no one. We used to put them up when my father was alive.
Yeah.
Sadness.
Well,
why would
just
you stop
when dad passed? Did dad fill the stockings? No one else could go to the drugstore?
I don't understand.
Nobody else could go to CVS or the gas station? That is sad.
I know, it's like a dark turn there.
I mean,
right?
I took down my cat's stocking, but they're both gone at this point. My dogs have stockings.
Yeah, my dog has a stocking too.
Of course.
Right. So to me, I'm like, your pets can have stockings, but what if they're like Wendy and Bonnie? Wendy has one for her hamster and Bonnie has one for the guinea pigs.
Nice.
How many?
You've met guinea pigs in here before with Raven's pet pals. They're festive, okay? And when you get a feisty one, they really, really go at it.
But do they deserve their own stocking on the mantle? I guess if your dog gets one, who am I to judge how much you love your animal?
Right.
But when I had my fish didn't get any.
Yeah, yeah. Well, your fish didn't live very long either for that point.
No.
So if we're going by the 90-day rule with the son's girlfriend, it's the same type of thing.
No, Big Guy the goldfish lasts for 5 years, remember?
You know, some hippies, guinea pigs, they use them to, mow the lawn. They put one of them little fake fences out there,
yeah.
And they move that around and they graze over time. So by that account, would a guinea pig then earn themselves a stocking?
I guess. Lauren wrote, stockings are for those who live in the house. Yes, Lauren, that is what I'm saying. If you live in the house, you get a stocking.
Not enough to be alive in the house, I guess.
No, you have to live in the house. If you live there, that makes the most sense.
Your kids don't live at your parents' house.
Well, that's different. It's your grandkids. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Who gets a stocking on your mantle?
Okay, everybody gets a stocking. It doesn't matter if they're new, if they're old. If they're new to the family, you welcome them. It's Christmas, 'tis the season. My mom would give a stocking stuffer to anyone that came into our family, if we were dating them or not. It's just the right thing to do. It's really awkward if you're handing out stocking stuffers and you're like, oh, we like you, but not too much right now.
Right. We don't like you enough. Don't like you enough to give you a pack of gum, some M&Ms, and maybe a razor or a stick of deodorant. I mean, the stocking is not full of, it's not AirPods.
It's one thing if you're giving away, of course you're going to have a gift for her. You'll have a wrapped gift to give to the girl. But I think to have a stocking with her name on it on the mantle after 3 months is crazy.
Oh, this must have been what it felt like to be a woman who wanted to play golf at a country club in the 60s. Must have felt the exact same way.
You put her name on it and you give it to her and she takes it with her. She doesn't need to put it back on the mantle.
Oh,
you
know? I see. So you're giving the stocking, but you're saying display this in your area.
Right.
You just did a workaround.
Thank you for coming. Here's your stocking. Take it with you. We're not putting it up.
Get out. Okay.